You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we will be talking about habit creation. As usual, I try to have a nice mix during the week between wealth creation posts, motivational posts, and productivity posts, because it really takes several different skills to make it in life, to open a business, to live a life that you can be proud of and that you enjoy living every single day. For that reason, today we're going to be talking about how to create any habit you want with a simple system. Now, it's not easy, but it is simple. So you can remember, the difference between easy and simple is that simple means that there's not a lot of steps. You can remember, you can rely on it whenever you want, but it's not easy because it takes a lot of effort, and that's when people quit. That's when people fall short, but you're not that person. You're here listening to a podcast instead of, you know, watching a funny YouTube video or something like that. And for this reason, I know for a fact that you're going to be successful, but you got to work on the basics. You got to get out of your head that voice that you have in the morning that tells you that you want to sleep in, the voice that tells you that it's not the right time, that you got to think about it. Get rid of it. Always, always, always listen to the voice that propels you forward. Even though it's the smaller voice, the lower sounding voice in your brain, you got to listen to that instead. Now, before we get started, please share this podcast with someone that you know can benefit from it. Guys, you know a lot of people on Facebook, on Instagram, on any other platform, in person, you know people. And you definitely know people that have similar problems than you. You're not alone. I was there, and that's why I'm making this podcast. But the more you share this content with them and you tell them about how to create a new habit, how to make extra money, you're going to be a point of reference in your group, and you're going to be able to teach these concepts and mentor people around you. And that is how you get better, because learning it is only half the battle. You got to teach it to really understand it and make it yours, right? Point number one. Create a strong emotional reason as to why you're starting this new habit. Now, if you just want to make money and you tell me, hey, I want to wake up at 6 a.m. because I want to have $1 million in the bank by, I don't know, 2021 or 2022. I mean, that's a good start, of course, because you have an end goal and you have a date. So it's kind of the smart goal. But again, there's several different aspects still missing. But one aspect that is still missing is the emotional connection. Why $1 million? Why that number? And what are you going to do with it? Are you going to help people, or you just want it in the bank? That type of goal is not good enough for you to motivate yourself in the morning when you want to wake up and you want to start this new habit. But a better goal that can create a strong emotional connection may be, you know, you remembering how crappy you feel at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. when you're leaving a job that you hate and that commute that you hate, and the people at work that you don't like, and the entire, you know, career path that you've taken that you don't like. And connect that and remember that feeling at 6:30 a.m. when the alarm goes off, or at 5 a.m. whenever you want to wake up, and you're like, oh, I want to hit the snooze button. Instead of saying that to yourself, you're going to be like, if I hit the snooze button right now, I will have to relive that 6 p.m. feeling every day for the rest of my life. Do I want that? That is an amazing way to really split your decision-making process between, you know, what's going to happen if I wake up early right now, and what's going to happen? Well, I'm going to be tired for a few minutes, but then I'm going to grab a coffee. I'm going to stretch. I'm going to get started on working on my side hustle or whatever you're doing. And I'll feel good about myself. I'll be able to, you know, enhance my skills, finally be closer to quitting a job I don't like. See, now the emotional connection is there to push you forward. There's not that $1 million idea, that abstract idea of money in the future, but it's something that it's very real, and it's the way that the crappy way that you feel every single day. So create a strong emotional connection to the reason why you're starting this new habit. Now, moving on, point number two, Create a habit tracking sheet and set it up with your new habit. Track at least 90 days to be safe. Guys, this is very important. You gotta gamify the process, because if you keep it in your brain, it's easy for you to fool yourself into believing that you've done something or that you didn't do it when you actually did it. And then if that starts happening and you don't really know how far you've come and what your progress looks like, you're gonna get demotivated, right? People like a good old game. Games are fun to play, especially if they are getting you better, especially if you're getting better. So with that said, create a habit tracking sheet. I use the Phoenix Planner. I interviewed Mitchell McBriar, which is the owner of the Phoenix Planner and the creator of the Phoenix Planner. And he talked about this habit tracking system, that it's just so amazing for people, because you get excited when you killed it for like 2-3 weeks in a row and you know that you can't give up, right? And the more you do, the harder it is going to be for you to fall back onto your old ways. And I say at least 90 days, guys, because this is very important. You don't want to, you know, do it for 40, 50 days and then stop doing it, because your brain hasn't really created those neural pathways that you need to really have this as your new normal lifestyle. Point number three, perform the same task every single day, 7 days a week, and mark it on your habit tracker right after you finished it. Guys, again, do not half-ass this. This is not a 5 day a week thing, because it's, you know, you have to understand this. Do not skip a day. Actually, point number four says, do not skip a day for the first 90 days, because if you skip a day, your mind will always look forward to that opportunity to skip again. I remember when I started my fitness habit, like this was back in the day, and I was set on working out 5 days a week, 5 days a week. I need to work out 5 days a week. And guess what happened? I would be working out Monday to Friday and then really, really always look forward to that Saturday and Sunday when I didn't do anything. And then Monday, I would have to start getting, you know, into my habit again. And my brain, you know, will trick me, say, well, what if I take Monday off and then work out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then take Sunday off? Then you take Monday off again, then Tuesday comes again. I'm like, they're putting on my shirt, my runners and stuff, and I'm like, what if I take Tuesday off and I work out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? And that is the cycle that starts, that cycle of they're ready to quit because you're always looking forward to taking that day off. But if you don't take days off and you do it 7 days a week, maybe even less, instead of working out a full hour every single day, work out 50 minutes a day, 45 minutes a day, but do it every day. Even even work out 30 minutes a day, but do it every single day for 7 days a week. Do not give your mind a chance to look forward to relaxing at the beginning, because you're creating this new habit, whatever that is. Smoking cigarettes, it would be foolish for someone to say, hey, I'm quitting smoking cigarettes, but I'm only quitting 5 days a week. The other 2 days, I'm smoking as much as I want. That doesn't make sense, right? So with that said, guys, please make sure to stick to your habits for at least 90 days. I tell my coaching clients that if they're really serious about starting a new habit, you want to calculate, you want to do it for 6 months. Who cares? It's good anyway, right? You're starting a new habit. If you can stick to it for 7 days a week for 6 months, you might as well do it even for longer. Just see how much you can push yourself into learning new things, owning new habits, becoming a better version of yourself, and overall being a more successful individual. So please, please subscribe to the podcast. You know that I put out motivational content and informational content out every single day. And I'm here for you at 6 a.m. Eastern every single day, Monday to Sunday, with my interview series on Saturday as well, where I've been, you know, interviewing amazing multi-millionaires on my podcast, very successful entrepreneurs, people that have lived the life that you want to live. And what is the best way to do it? It's following a podcast like this, subscribing, and getting content right to your device. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, up your game.